This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I figure out how to use these things, too, and it will all be dangerous. You missed the phone number?
No, you didn't finish it.
I didn't finish it?
You stopped in the middle.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time. I'm not picking the back of my neck, really. I'm trying to fix this stupid cable. No, I got it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Well, it looked like I was surrendering, didn't it? Yeah. Realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the polls. So much going on up there. So much to talk about. Hey, head up to my website. I want you to buy Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's so I can buy a new shirt. We only make like 27 cents a book, so it's not like you're making me rich. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Everything you've been taught to hate for the last 8 years. And I show you in the book, you don't need to hate. You don't need to be afraid. We're actually closer than you think we are on some of these issues. So, again, get involved in the conversation. If you want you don't want the signature or the autograph, I guess they call it, then you can get it from Amazon.com where you get, you know, you order it there. I guess they get it to you overnight or within a day or something like that. Anyhow, I do so much appreciate the time that you spent with me and continue to spend with me and continue to be involved in the conversation. Okay, so... You can't be surprised. I don't care who you are. You can't be surprised to find out that the former DNC chair may have her fingers in or may be involved with a government security breach. And it's not just a regular probe. It's a criminal probe. Now, there's a major probe going on into the breach of congressional computer security surrounding three Pakistani brothers who served as IT staff for members of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Now, you haven't heard about this in the media at all because they don't want you to know. No, come on, let's just be honest about it. They don't want you to know. They're not interested in a fair and level playing field. They're going to skew this as much as they can to their side to make them look bad. Or to make us look bad, I should say. So when I look at these stories, I go looking for them other places. You know, some people say, well, if you can't find them anywhere else, then you really shouldn't go with them. No, I'm going to go with them. We can always come back and apologize later. But the fact that it's not picked up by anybody else doesn't mean jack. Because there's no way the mainstream media is going to pick up anything that's going to make Trump look good. Now, the three brothers were locked out of U.S. House Computer Networks as part of the probe. But now we're learning that one of the staffers allegedly had the username and password for Debbie Wasserman Schultz's iPad. And by extension, they had access to her DNC emails. Now, if you recall, Wasserman Schultz was the chair of the DNC, whose emails proved that she was cheating in the Democratic primary. Right? They made it cushy for Hillary. Bernie didn't stand a chance. You know, not making fun of his age, but really, when it came to running for president, you could have labeled him dead man walking. There was no way he was going to come out on top on that one. Imran Awan, the lead suspect of the criminal theft and cybersecurity probe, was referenced in an email discussing an iPad issue. They say, I have to get this iPad thing figured out. Garrett Bonofsky, deputy director of the DNC, wrote, need to make sure I have her, DWS, username and password. Now, Amy Kroll, the DNC assistant to the chair, responded, you know, I don't have that password, or I don't have access to her iPad or password, she says, but Imran does. What do you think of that? Now, I can't read that. It's too small. Nope, I can't read it. It's too small. I wanted his fellow family members are accused of having access to congressional computers without their permission, and it appears to be a trend there at the Congress. Now, Imran Awan, the lead suspect of the criminal probe into breaches of the House of Representatives information, possessed the password for the iPad, right, and was able to move all about through the DNC and other places. Now, some people think that he may have been the one, or they may have been the one, to give this information to WikiLeaks. Now, WikiLeaks emails show that although the Imran was an employee by her taxpayer-funded House office, the Florida Democrat world and the iPad mixed DNC House and campaign business, that's illegal, too. You have to have a clear difference between the two of them. Now, Politico reported that Wasserman Schultz is said to have a friendly personal relationship with Awan and his wife, which would explain why a man being investigated in a criminal probe who has been banned from the House by the House Sergeant of Arms has yet to be fired by Wasserman Schultz. He actually still works for their office, not even been suspended. Now, what's that all about? They're worried about security with Trump. They're worried about how Trump's going to react to something. What about them? Shouldn't we be worried, right, about what they're doing to our security? How much they don't care about us? Mr. Obama didn't care about it either. Mr. Obama, senior your host. You'll listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Please answer the question.
We are back to listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, a big part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love how the Dems think they have this big win. They just got a hold, I guess, of Donald Trump's taxes. Yeah, this is like a bunch of little rabid kids. I don't even know how to put this. This is so crazy about how excited they are about this. And I think it's hilarious. Oh, my God. They got his taxes. You know, Rachel Maddow was just, Bill, we got a hold of his taxes, and we're going to show you. Show us what? Really, show us what? So Trump made, it says in 2005, Trump made $150 million. Here's the other thing. I just went round and round with somebody who, I don't know if we'd say we're friends, but we definitely know each other. And we know each other well. And he was trying to call me out on something on Facebook. Said that I had put, I have fake news up there, whatever. I don't even care anymore. I don't listen to him half the time anyhow. But as they played all these little bullpucky games and what have you, I said to him, I said, look, hey, so you're okay with Rachel Maddow putting this stuff up there? And he said, yes. And I said, so you realize this is against the law. It is against the law to grab somebody or get somebody else's tax returns, get somebody's tax returns and reveal them to the public. Do this. Doing this is against the law. Would you be okay? Would you get in line with, would you join me in wanting her prosecuted? And he said, no. And then kept trying to come back to what I had done wrong. I said, oh, so this is how this works. But this is how it always works with the left. Whatever they think, whatever they believe to be truth, whatever they decide is righteous. Even if God says it isn't, even if the rest of society says it isn't for the most part, they know better. That's the irritant. They know, well, they think they know better, but is this just nuts or what? So what we find out is that Trump paid 25%. Doesn't matter how much money he made. He paid 25% in taxes. Isn't that terrible? And we're told that if he didn't take, let me see, how much smaller, there was a certain tax that he was able to take, and if he took it, it would have been 4% smaller. I mean, 4%, his taxes would have been 4% smaller. Isn't that great? So he doesn't take it. What did he pay here? Okay, yeah, I'm sorry about that. Let me see. He doesn't take the extra $5 million in depreciation or what have you. And he could have ended up having to pay more money. I mean, not that $36 million isn't a lot of money. And they'll complain about that. How many of you little guys, you know, because it's all for the rich, right? How many of you little guys paid 24% taxes, 25% taxes? And if everybody should pay their fair share, what, is it a dollar amount? Is it a percentage? What is it? What are they willing to write off or not? I'd love to get somebody who want to come on and have that argument. What do you get to write off? Or nothing. So I get to go into business, and all my expenses don't lead to me having the ability to write anything off, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I had another story I'll pick up for you guys that I was ready to do. Don't you love it? Oh, yeah, the white male. These white male stories, they get better and better because they double and triple and quadruple down on what they believe to be truth. And in most cases, the professors go right along with them. Faculty and staff survey at Virginia Commonwealth University says they need to hire more faculty that aren't white males. White professors, especially senior white males, are under fire or attack at Virginia Commonwealth University. It's nice to see this stuff start to turn on them. These were the same guys pushing this stuff not too long ago. You're pushing for these young kids. They've taught these young kids. So the young have come back to eat them. An extensive campus climate survey of faculty and staff at large Richmond-based public school institution has found that the majority of employees are upset that not enough white male professors attend campus diversity trainings, not enough professors infuse social justice into their curricula, and not enough professors of color, especially female ones, teach at the school. Well, how many have applied there? I mean, don't we need that first? Let's find out how many people have applied there. Need to embed social justice across academic departments. Conversations about social justice are occurring, but they're just not happening in the classroom. They go on to say that there are not many minority women faculty. Some faculty and staff participate in diversity and inclusion events. Senior white males are not attending. In order to increase the improved perspectives, VCU needs to hire more faculty that are not white males. Isn't that kind of discrimination in and of itself? Right? Last month, campus leaders at Virginia Commonwealth held a forum to unveil the results of its faculty campus climate survey. Boy, they kind of got it all in it, didn't they? Which generally found most professors at the school, which teaches a little over 30,000 students, perceive the university to be dedicated to social justice initiatives, but that dedication needs to play out more inside the classroom. So now they want you to... These social justice warriors, right? These racist freaks. Now they want it in every part of your life. I've got to talk about social justice in the curriculum of every class. The teacher has to be that way. Are we serious? You guys really good with this? Because I'm not. When you have to start training people to act the way you want them to act, that's wrong. Last month, campus leaders at Virginia Commonwealth University held a forum to unveil the results. So think about that. They went through all this work, and you know what they came up with? We have to hire more faculty teachers of color. I got to see that study. I would love to see that study and how they came up to that. Not that there shouldn't be more people of color or not. Yes or no, I don't know. But that must have been one heck of a way to take that survey. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammer knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Hey, there you go. Sorry, Daddy.
We are back.
Listen, man, I'm going to school.
The real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You got to keep up. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's a book that everybody needs, and you need it so that you can understand how to fight the people that just, you know, the people on the left that just hate us and think they know all about us. This book will give you the information you need to be able to push back and fight back. So we were talking about the white male professor. Well, actually, they're professors, all of them, are under fire. And some of these colleges want more African-Americans, people of color hired. Now, I said, isn't that discrimination in and of itself? It's not hire people till we get to a certain percentage to even it off. No, 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 no. It is stop hiring white people, period. The information collected along with the feedback from several prior forums has been used by VCU's Council for Inclusive Excellence and Equity to develop a 5-year diversity action plan that will deal with almost every aspect of school policy. In response to the survey, campus leaders say that they must align, improve, and visibly demonstrate actions for diversity and inclusion. Push continuously towards demographic equality in all programs and services and integrate social justice and experimental learning into the curriculum or coursework. Now, as for the complaint that senior white males are not attending diversity trainings, this refers to at least one of the school's workshops, such as building inclusive communities. Now, this actually explains to teachers how to identify and discuss historically marginalized and privileged group dynamics. So I'm going to go to a class as a white guy, a white professor, to be taught how I've had so much more influence, I've had so much more affluence or much more help behind me because I'm white. Right? I wish most people coming out of inner cities like I did, out of Boston, Chicago, New York, I don't know, D.C. It wasn't a color thing. I didn't get any privilege. And don't give me that stuff. Well, you know, I probably had stuff handed to me because I was white. I don't remember having anything handed to me. Nothing. Nada. Niente. The committee plans to design more cultural competency training, which will be made available to all faculty, staff, and students. Overall, most full and part-time faculty grieved that efforts to inject social justice directly into the university curriculum were lagging. When do we have to? When is social justice supposed to be part of the curriculum? When did that happen? I must have been sleeping. It had to happen at night. They demand that these themes be embedded across all academics. Scholars further complained that there's not enough diversity among their colleagues. Geez, my friends don't have enough color. No, they're serious. I'm not joking. They're serious about all of this. They went on to say that, let's see, faculty and staff respond to a 10-minute online poll or those surveyed. 60% reported being female, and only 26% reported not being white. 10% declined to state. Whoa. So 60% are female? That doesn't sound a little off to you guys? Additional diversity recommended include more grants for diversity and inclusion research and awards, and the recognition for professors who do research in these areas according to the draft. All right, so I'm going to get an award. I'm going to get kudos for doing a research on myself. Where do I sign up for that one? The results of the campus climate survey have culminated in the school's 36-page draft of their diversity action plan, which will take them all the way through year 2022. In an email to the College Fix University spokesman Michael Porter explained that the current draft has not yet been approved, but the goal is aiming for a system and metrics that could consider issues such as student enrollment, graduation rates, demographic profile, faculty member makeups, policy reviews and updates. So they're going to look at every one of these things. Are they going to look to see how successful they are? The programs, I don't care whether they're core programs or fringe. Are they going to check all that to make sure that they're getting their fair share, if you would? I couldn't believe it when I read that. White male professor is under fire. I still really, other than a lunacy, I haven't figured out why. How would they justify this to a judge? I don't know. Oh, I love nights like tonight where, like I said, that you got stories coming at me at 100 miles an hour. When I first saw this one, I thought it was a little off. It says, a teacher was arrested after she vomited in class. Before I even read or scrolled down to the next line, I said, I wonder where she hid the vodka. Think about it. Unless she's really, really, really sick. What else makes you sick? Yeah, some of those kids are a little odorful, but maybe not. In South Carolina, a substitute teacher at the Lexington School District, she's facing criminal charges after police allege that she brought a box of wine to work. I wonder if it was for her or the kids. Then she got so drunk she threw up and needed a wheelchair to haul her from the classroom. Judith Elizabeth Richards Gartee, 52, faces a charge of disorderly conduct after an episode on Friday at the Brooklyn KC High School, where she serves as a substitute teacher. Yeah, this high school. A substitute teacher through the third grade. Kelly services, I don't even understand that. All right, school officials called a resource officer to Richards Gartee's classroom after she allegedly threw up on the floor in front of the students, and the resource officer called the Lexington County Sheriff's Department when he found the teacher too intoxicated to stand up. How does that happen? I know how it happens physically. I mean, you're sitting in your class, you've already thrown back a glass of wine thinking, oh, this can't be good. I shouldn't be doing this. Well, maybe one more glass. Right? You finish that one glass, little Johnny won't sit down. I've told you seven times to sit down. Never mind, hold on a minute. Hey, I have another glass. And then before you know it, how is that working? The report contends Richard Scardy was hauled to the nurse's office in a wheelchair because she could not stand, and she was eventually transported to the hospital by emergency responders. Instead of take her home and drop her on the couch. On Friday, March 10th, it was reported to the administration of Brooklyn Casey School that a substitute teacher was behaving erratically. That's according to Fox News out there. And maybe under the influence of alcohol. So why don't you go running to the class at that point? Why didn't somebody do something? Anyway. When you see stuff like this, when you see teachers in this kind of trouble especially, you know, they're a different breed of people. Whether you like them or not, doesn't matter. I'm just saying, they're a different breed of people. They believe themselves to, you know, this is a noble cause. And they're willing to fight for their kids. Right, wrong, or different, they're willing to fight for their kids, and that's okay. But when you see them like this, there's something else going on. When these teachers are a little erratic like this, there's something else going on. Pardon me, I'm just enjoying my coffee so much. I like you guys too, but I like my coffee much better. But that was pretty good. You really think that nobody, absolutely nobody, saw her sneak a bottle of wine, or actually in this case it was a case of wine. Very expensive stuff, by the way, I could see. How do you sneak a case of wine in your purse?
It's a big purse.
A purse. It's got to be one of those those big sacks they carry rocks in at the Home Depot, one of those places. I look at that stuff and I think, let me see. I'll just sneak these six bottles of wine into my classroom. I don't know. Hey, I'm Joe Bettini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
I don't know.
No comment.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, be part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the conversation there. Smarter people than I working off the website, or at the website. Or you can go over to Facebook. For you Facebook aficionados, we have a live Facebook feed where you can watch and comment. Nothing to watch, but hey, whatever makes you happy or whatever. But I do appreciate the time that you've spent with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, commenting and dealing with some of the issues that we get up there. Do your own homework, too. Don't take everything I say as gospel truth. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. We have a teacher arrested after she vomited in class. And the cops found a... It doesn't say empty, but I would imagine if you've drank enough wine to vomit, yeah, there's an empty box somewhere. And she did a box. That was that cheap... It had to be that cheap stuff. I know. Somebody told me... I made that comment a while back, and somebody said, you know, Joe, they sell some pretty good wine in boxes. I'm thinking, well, first of all, I don't drink. And secondly, when I was a kid, if it came in a box, it was 99 cents. You know what I'm saying? So, most of the folks that commented on this woman, they were not impressed with her, didn't understand why somebody hadn't done something to it or about it or whatever. I don't either. I don't understand either why. What the heck? I don't understand either why there wasn't more on this. More people didn't carry this. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Again, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right. So, I don't know how we're going to get all the, I don't know how we're going to get all this done quickly. I don't know how Trump is going to get his, this bill, this unaffordable care act, this abomination of a care act 2.0. I really don't want him to get this through the way it is. I don't want an excuse that we'll get it fixed later. I don't want the first wave of premiums coming in at twice the money. You know, twice the pay. It will be next to impossible to fix. Seriously. So we do have it. I think the story shows you that we do get from time to time. You get the chancellors of these colleges that grow a spine. And they'll stand up to the students. I mean, somebody's got to start standing up to these kids. I'm going to call them children. These kids. Indiana University and New York University have become the latest schools to reject Sanctuary Campus. Thank God. It's not the political joke. There's no teeth behind any of those. Because a lot of them, the very first two, I read one to you last week, the first two or three items in the resolution is pushing back on ICE, is standing up to ICE. You can't stop a federal agent from doing his or her job. Obviously, if there's something wrong with the legal paperwork, you could slow them down, stop them, but they'll come back again. So they rejected the Sanctuary Campus designation, with the IU president calling the measure purely symbolic. Well, thank you. Michael McRoby, president of the IU, sent a letter to the University Faculty Council regarding a number of petitions demanding that the university become a sanctuary campus. Now, while Robbie outlined several concrete steps that the university has taken to protect documented and undocumented illegal students, for those of you who don't know, even faculty. They've got undocumented faculty. So they're paying your American tax dollars, your hard-earned tax dollars, to undocumented. Think about that. We're teaching undocumented who probably go back, either go back to their countries or other places. I don't know. I'm not so sure they stay here. But you're paying them with American money, American taxpayer dollars. You're training them. Teachers are being paid. So he says that they're protecting these people to the full extent permitted and required by law. He says he'll not designate the school as a sanctuary campus because of the terms. They lack a legal standing. There's no definition. There's no precedent. And they're not going to waste the money to set one. Good for him. Designation as a sanctuary campus has no fixed meaning, has no legal standing. It'd be purely symbolic, McRoby writes. It would add no additional legal or practical support to IU students or faculty. Additionally, it explains IU cannot skirt the law, and thus the sanctuary designation promises more than the university can deliver. The guy got brains. We should put him ahead of the California school systems. At the same time, such a declaration suggests more than a university can deliver. Now, New York NYU President Andre Hamilton declined to name the school a sanctuary campus for the same reasons. He said, look, it has no clearly agreed upon or understood legal definition. Nobody knows what these things are. Such a declaration would not confer upon us any special status, give us greater legal authority, or insulate our campuses or our people from the law. I mean, that sounds like this guy, I wouldn't even say did his homework. He's a pretty smart fellow, right? Now, echoing the IU's concern about making undeliverable promises, Hamilton decries sanctuary status because it's mighty wrongly, it might, boy, the tongue and the lip don't always work. You know that? Sometimes they just go to sleep. It might, but that can't be right. It might wrongly convey the individuals in our campus community a sense of reassurance that we can't uphold. They get a lawsuit on that. You put that proclamation forward and say, yeah, we'll protect you no matter what. And then you get dragged off of campus by a couple of ICE agents. Or where's the line? How far, you know, off the school grounds do we have to go to protect you? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. So, you know, on a weekly basis or every other week, I have our David Fisher's on with me usually. And we talk about gold and silver, precious metals, economy, what's going on around the world. I'm trying to give you, although it doesn't matter what I do, I can't seem to get you to act. I'm trying to give you a free coin. Right? I try to get you to pick up this silver free coin. Again, you don't have to do anything to make it happen. And hopefully I got the right file. That's not me and David's having a field day making fun of people. So like I do from time to time, I'd like to bring on David Fisher. He is the CEO of Landmark Capital. And, you know, David, you hear him on the show every week. But one of the things we don't hear often enough, you know, he's willing to invest in you. He's willing to take a minute to talk to you, tell you what's going on with precious metals, and he's willing to put his money where his mouth is. David, you've got a free giveaway for my listeners, and more than one way. I mean, tell them what you're willing to give them for free, like the government.
Well, don't put me in the same category as the government now. I'm not a socialistic kind of guy. I'm an entrepreneur that helps people. You know, but seriously, Joe, our country is divided like never, ever seen in my lifetime. I'm 55 years old. It reminds me of what I've read somewhat in history books, where we've had a lot of, you know, kind of like when Reagan got into office. I think it's a little bit more than that, though, although I was in high school then. But, you know, we had a time in history where our country was so divided, more than then than now. During Civil War times, we were fighting against ourselves. I guess we are doing that in some ways, but not like back then in the Civil War times. And they took off our coinage back then, our silver coins, the verbiage, "In God We Trust," the motto. Some people believe, and I do, once you take the Lord out of a country, you know, then it's going to have some problems. And some might even say it's that the fall is near and around the corner. As a result of that, the historians said, let's put the motto back on our coinage. And they did that in a Morgan dollar. That's the name of the coin. And they started minting this coin in 1878 and finished it in 1921. Many believe that this was the most distinctive coin ever produced at the time in its initial release. That was the most sophisticated coin design ever executed at the mint at that time. And to bring this into perspective is that the face of the coin, the front of the coin, I use simple terms here. There's a terminology in coins called it the obverse and reverse. But the front of the coin has a picture of a lady. She's the statue lady wearing the crown. And in the crown, there's the predominant crops from the north and the south, wheat and cotton. This is to show that let's bring our country back together. On the back of the coin, there's the eagle with full-breasted wings. And above the eagle, they put back on the coin, "In God We Trust," representing that we want God to be over our country. We want our country to come back to being one nation under God, because it's under the eagle, under the motto. And some historians actually put in the history books of this coin design that they want the presence of God to come back to our country.
You get the picture? Seriously. Yeah, all right, look, when you pick up the podcast later on, you'll hear the rest of this, but he's willing to give you a free coin, a free silver coin. All you got to do is call. It's a free call. You get it for nothing, as my people used to say. 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Pick up your free mortgage silver coin. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. Thanks for tuning in. We're back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be too.